Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks for asking, sir. How may I help you?
So I'm at your website now, and I'm interested in your ghostwriting services.
Sure, sure. We'll be glad to assist you with that, sir. What type of a book are you into creating at the moment, and how much have you written?
It's a self-help book, and I've been working on it for probably the last 2.5 years, and it's about my journey with prostate cancer. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2019, and how I elected to take to handle it homeopathically. When my doctors told me that was completely the wrong decision, and how I was playing with my life, and they were trying to rush me into radiation and surgery, and how I completely reversed my situation by homeopathically, just, you know, through diet and herbs and vitamins. I really feel like it can help a lot of people. Not to try and see, act like I'm a complete know-it-all or professional in the whole area, but I just want to tell my story to give other people hope and let them know that there are alternative ways to deal with it, and removing your prostate or cutting your prostate or frying your prostate is not the only way to handle it. And it does take discipline. Mm-hmm. It does take determination, but it's possible. And I feel like people would appreciate knowing that, because they trust their doctors so much that it's like they're afraid to think that anything else is possible outside of what the doctor is telling them.
Indeed. Indeed. That makes sense. Maybe I'm at the, you know, in the same mind zone what you're talking about, though. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Perry.
Perry. Okay. So, Perry, you are making sense, and yes, your idea is, you know, seems good. It seems like a unique thing that you're actually coming up with. Do you have anything written down for this book on papers, maybe like a raw manuscript, maybe an outline that you've drafted?
I kind of outlined it. I have bullet points.
Fantastic.
Just, you know, just about my day-to-day life and the decisions that I've made and the discoveries that I've made, and just the things that I've discovered through just watching, just going online and reading about just different researchers, you know, maybe from Stanford or Harvard, and these people who devote their entire lives to the research of the prostate and prostate cancer, and how sometimes their findings fly in the face of, you know, the doctors who are actually out there advising people to do certain things. I think doctors are, you know, prostate cancer is a huge business. And, you know, there's a lot of money, you know, to be made through radiation and surgery and it's or just giving a biopsy, you know. I mean, if I get a biopsy every single year, then that's tens of thousands of dollars that's going to the hospital and to the doctor. It's not benefiting me, because it's only causing more problems and more recovery time with me personally and my health. But it's become so routine that the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, nobody wants to change their ways because the money is too good. So it doesn't benefit them to advise, you know, the patient to try other things or just to wait and see what happens.
Amazing.
So I've kind of outlined all of these things over the past 2 years. I don't have, you know, any chapters written, but I kind of have like more bullet points that I can expand on if I have someone that that can help me with that?
Well, I would say, Perry, you're at the right place, all right? We would love to go and work with you on this book, all right? Have this book taken care for you, right? And, you know, do whatever is required to go ahead and make this book, bring this book into life. Now, in reference to this book, you told me you have outlined a few bullet points, all right? That makes sense. Now, have you got someone that's working on the cover for this book, or have you got an idea in mind what type of book cover you would need or how you would finalize it?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about the book cover, but mm-hmm. I just kind of want the book to be just about, you know, hope and possibility and taking control of your life and your health and not leaving it up to someone else. Hold on, one second. Somebody's at my door. Unexpected. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you guys need to come in? Oh, okay, I forgot you were coming today. You can see there's still like water there. It's like that was leaking from the rain. Yeah, yeah, right there, inside and outside the door. But sorry about that. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. That makes complete sense.
Yeah, yeah. I have the maintenance guys that came in. I wasn't. I forgot they were coming this morning. Is there a better time that I can call you to finish the conversation,
yep.
or can you
sure.
call me back at a later time?
I can call you back.
Later this afternoon will be good as well.
In about 2 hours from now.
Are you here? Are you where are you located?
We're in EST time zone.
I'm sorry, where?
I'm in New York, NYC, and we follow EST.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So. Let's see, you can call me, I would say like maybe 1 o'clock, Los Angeles time.
Los Angeles time? Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Sounds good. Let me go ahead and make a note of it and give you a call back at 1 o'clock and, we will continue the conversation. The number that I can call you on is the same one as 626-379-4749?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. I got this noted, Perry. Let's just speak.
All right. And tell me your name again.
Daniel Garcia.
Daniel. Okay, fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I'll look forward to hearing from you in a few hours.
Absolutely, sir. I'd love to speak to you again. Take care of yourself. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.